Till now, we've been discussing different themes regarding the importance of tefillah. Why tefillah is an avoda, how tefillah brings us to connect to Hashem, the experience we're supposed to have and feel while we're davening. I'd like to start beginning to actually go through the tefillah in different parts. We're going to start with Psukei DeZimra. Really, before Psukei DeZimra, before Baruch Sha'amar, we have the Birchas HaShachar, the Brachas of saying in the morning. So we're going to get there afterwards. But let's first start with Psukei DeZimra. And it's fascinating. What does it mean, Psukei DeZimra? What do those words mean? It's commonly translated as Psukim, sentences of Zimra, of song. But the Sfarim quote, a Sefer Shari Ora, who explains it differently, and this is brought down also in the Reishis Chachma and in the Pella Yoet under the entry Zmira, that the word Zimra comes from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Hey, 18:5, where the pasuk says, "V'chareis hazalzalin b'mazmeros," that he will trim away the twigs with pruning hooks. To be zomer is also a verb, which means to clip. To clip away, to cut, to trim. And what's really going on in Psukei DeZimra, which really puts the whole Psukei DeZimra into a very serious perspective, is that we're davening, right? So we're trying to hit something very, very high. We're trying to connect to something above. And when we could picture it, that what's between us and that Hashem, that which is above us, that we're trying to connect to. So he explains there are many different entities, we'll call it, malachim, whatever it is, different things that are in between us. Some of them are out to get us. Oh, look what this person did yesterday. Look what this person did last week. Then there are others that are rachamim, that are mercy, that are trying to help us. But it's not empty air, the Shari Ora writes. There's different spiritual entities that are in between us and Hashem. What do we need to do to get to Hashem? We have to cut away. We have to push away. We have to prune. We have to trim everything that's in between us and where we want to get to. Psukei DeZimra are psukim of cutting. It's ways of paving the path for us to get to where we need to get to for our tefillah. And that's one of the reasons the Chai Adam, in his will, in his letter before he died, of what people wants people to take away from when he leaves this world, he says, be very careful. Leilech lispalel tekef shekarmel beis hakneses. The second you get to shul, start davening. Kitei shetuchul lispalel kaseder, so you could go in order. You don't want to have to skip around. You don't want to have to catch up later on. You want to give yourself enough time that things could go in order, so you can get the whole effect of the cutting, of the piercing, of what we want to try to affect with our tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Ayin Sifkat Beis, when he talks about what women are obligated to daven in, he writes that it's based on Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Siman Beis, which we will discuss. It comes out that Psukei DeZimra is really for the purpose of tefillah. It's not two separate things. Now we're doing Psukei DeZimra, the Halalukas, right? Now we're doing tefillah, Shemona Esrei. It's for the purpose of tefillah. And therefore, since women daven as well, so they're obligated in Psukei DeZimra as well. Psukei DeZimra is the paving stone, is us paving the way for our tefillahs to be able to connect. So we have to appreciate that when we're saying the Psukei DeZimra, try to understand what we're saying. We'll speak about trying to get a little bit into the Psukei DeZimra, and then Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have a clean path ready to connect for our Shemoneh Esrei, for our tefillah. Everyone should have an amazing day, an incredible tefillah. Amen.